Claude Sonnet 5 dropped this morning. The pitch is basically agentic capability that was Opus territory a few months ago, now at Sonnet pricing.
Right. And the cost performance curves are actually the interesting part. You can dial effort level and land anywhere between cheaper than the old Sonnet at medium and roughly matching Opus 4.8 at high effort.
Which is the move we've been watching since the Snowflake benchmark thing, right? Frontier compresses, the control loop matters more than raw model quality, and the cheaper model becomes viable for retry-tolerant workflows.
Yeah, that's exactly the same pattern. The difference here is Anthropic's baking effort tuning into the product directly instead of you having to engineer the retry budget yourself.
My week's been just refreshing launch posts, honestly. I think I've read 5 model announcements since Friday.
Tough gig.
Okay, but the partner quotes are actually revealing this time. There's a Rust engineer who says he asked Sonnet 5 to investigate a bug, and it wrote a reproducing test. Implemented the fix, then stashed the change to confirm the bug came back. Unprompted.
That's the self-verification thing. Multiple quotes mention it. Checks its own output without being asked. Finishes tasks where previous sonnets would stop. That's not a benchmark metric. That's a behavior shift.
Right. And the brownfield code stuff is where testers see it most. Race conditions, hidden tests, the code nobody wants to touch.
I want to believe that. But root cause in a distributed system is doing a lot of work. A single pass bug trace on a race condition, that's the hardest class of debugging there is.
Fair. But the through line across these quotes is follow through. Tasks that used to stall halfway now finish end to end. That's the user felt difference, even if the mechanism isn't magic. Okay, the safety section. This is where it gets nuanced.
So, Sonnet 5 is safer than Sonnet 4.6 overall. Lower misaligned behavior, better at refusing malicious requests. But it's worse than Opus 4.8 and Mythos preview on that same behavioral audit.
And the cyber thing, partial exploit success, is slightly higher than 4.6, just from general intelligence gains. They're upfront about it, and they're shipping cyber safeguards enabled by default.
Consistent with their tiered approach. I don't have a problem with that framing. It's honest about the trade-off.
So here's my actual question. Does this change what teams build, or just what they pay?
I think mostly what they pay. If you're already running agents on Opus, Sonnet 5 at $2 in and 10 out through August is a cost play. You get roughly similar outcomes for roughly half the token cost if you pick the right effort level.
That is a product shift, though. Cheaper, good enough agents. Change the math on what you attempt to automate.
Maybe. But you know what I'm gonna say. Cheaper models don't fix the constraint expressibility problem. You still have to define what success looks like, what the agent shouldn't do, when it stops. That bottleneck's the same whether you're paying Opus prices or Sonnet prices.
You're not wrong. But I'll take the same bottleneck at half the cost any day of the week.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
I mean, the intro pricing through August is aggressive. $2 in, 10 out. If you've been waiting on cost to try agentic workflows, this is the on-ramp.
Just don't build your cost model on launch pricing. 3 and 15 in September. And that's still the real number for any production planning.
Echo, always the romantic. Honestly, though, the effort level tuning being a first-class product feature. That's the part I think people will sleep on. You're not just picking a model. You're picking a cost-performance point on a curve. That's infrastructure thinking baked into a model launch.
That's the most interesting design decision here. Everything else is incremental.
Yeah, that was solid. Okay, I think that's our Sonnet 5 read. Time to go be outside or whatever it is people do.
I obviously wouldn't know.